Silly Wasn't I was sampled by 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And were you approached, or when did you find out about that?
Well, I got to hear the sample, you know.
So they had to get your permission first, or did they use it, or what's the deal?
In that instance, see, the songs that are Motown songs or published by Jobette, they don't need my permission. They need the publisher's permission, which is Jobette. Mm-hmm. But in often cases, you know, they will send them to me anyhow just to verify. So in that case, I did get to hear it. And you know, I always think of it as a separate entity. I don't get hung up on it. I'm glad that these young performers, you know, hear something and want to create another piece of music. I call it another piece. Mm-hmm. Because usually the time they use so little of whatever was yours in their new thing. And then you claim a sizable portion of it. So you have two things now in existence. Mm-hmm. And so I'm cool with that. Just give me the money.
Show me the money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Amy Winehouse with Tears Dry on Their Own. When I read about the reference to the use of Ain't No Mountain High Enough, they say inspired by, or they use that phrase. Now, what does that mean?
Well, it means that she actually just, you know, somebody played Ain't No Mountain and she just sang a whole new thing on top of it. So it really is more than inspired. I mean, she's just singing another melody on top of it. But if you take that off, then you can just sing Ain't No Mountain to it. Mm-hmm. So that's, like I say, it's another baby born, mm-hmm. you know, tears dry on their own.